6:15 here on the Hill. Aaron Keck with you this afternoon. We are live and local this hour with local news and local music. And it's a special hour because we got the Holland Brothers here in the studio with us. Mark and Mike, guys, thank you so much for being with us today. That first song was terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah, so ordinarily, talking with the band, I always lead with this question. Where'd you guys meet?
In the womb,
yep. Right? Yeah. You're twins, right? Is that?
We are identical twins. We're mirror twins.
Awesome.
And we, as far as I can remember, we've been playing music together.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Like, I think formally we started piano lessons at 7, but we didn't really stick with that. And then we picked up, Michael picked up guitar. I picked up drums like around age 12. Mm-hmm. And we did that all the way up until Michael moved here after college, and then I joined him a little bit while later, and we formed, Michael had formed the band Jenny Anykind.
Right.
Which we went on to get signed to a major label. We had a great time. It didn't last, and we've been concentrating on family and doing our music and art on the side pretty much since then, and having a great time doing it.
So where did you grow up originally before Cure?
Monroe, North Carolina.
Okay, mm-hmm. not too far.
So the Charlotte area, and then we spent some time in South Carolina.
Very cool. So
I learned at a very young age to let Mark speak for both of us, because that could save a lot of energy
on your part. Yeah, that's cool. But you got the I was going to say you've got a harmonica there, but you don't.
I have a kazoo.
Oh yeah, okay. You can't see this on the listening on the radio, but there's like a sheet of tinted glass and a microphone in between me and Mike, so I can't quite see. Yeah,
it's just a metal kazoo you can get at a children's store. And when I was playing, we would play solo gigs, and mm-hmm. I was like, I need something to get people's attention. Yeah. And I was like,
the air horn just wasn't working.
Exactly.
So how long have you been the Holland Brothers? Were you like at 12? Was that the start of it?
No, actually, we didn't start singing together until, how long we've been playing the Holland Brothers? 5 years?
4 years.
Huh? Okay.
4 years. So actually, we were in a band in the 90s, Jenny Anykind, which is a rock band. And then, you know, after that, I was like, well, I'm going to do my own thing. And then we would play solo around town. And eventually, we figured out we'd get more gigs if we played them, doubled up. And we got together, and we'd each play our own songs. And then it just kind of grew into that. And the great thing about being brothers, but also being twins, is we've never had to rehearse or anything like that. We've just picked it up and done it along the way and harmonized, and it's been very easy.
That's awesome. So, favorite road trip you've been all over. What was it like being like on the road with Jenny Anykind with your twin brother?
It was a blur. It really was a blur.
For better or worse?
For both.
Yeah.
Depending on the day, you know. It was the best of times.
Exactly.
It was the
worst. You
were
about to say the
times.
Same thing there. Yeah.
There were highs and lows. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, we both grew tired of it very quickly. And definitely knew that raising kids and having a family was more important.
Yeah.
But we had towns that were... like our labels were in New York City and in Manhattan, so you know we always loved going up there. That was fantastic. And then Austin, Texas, it was great. When if you have a sense of adventure and travel, then it's a great lifestyle.
I definitely think New York
is
what I think about when I think back to those times.
Yeah,
for sure.
Why specifically New York?
Just it was so
the caviar and the champagne and the pyramid.
24/7, you know.
Yeah.
Never sleeps, and we didn't either.
Anyway, it does. I got Mark and Mike Holland, the Holland Brothers, here in the studio. So now y'all are on a local tour, right? Kind of in the area, a little bit further out. I mentioned the three gigs you've got coming up just in Orange and Chatham County, but that's only part of it, right?
We have definitely come back to a closer touring area, which involves a massive road trip of Pittsburgh, Chapel Hill, and Durham and Raleigh. The Triangle.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
We have our places that we play, and they love us. And
yeah, we play a lot of restaurants. So
yeah.
we don't play, you know, when you're a band, you can play in a room where you're trying to get people to come see you, but we, you know, we're past that. And we do it for food and drink and set pay at restaurants and private parties. And we're more or less kind of more background music to activities that are going on. So you can choose to listen to us or not. We still write and do that actively, but normally we have a captive audience. Wouldn't you say that's accurate, Mark?
Normally it's a great time for all that come to see us.
That's good. Yep. Well, again, two shows next week, Wednesday at Crook's Corner, Friday at Carolina Brewery in Pittsboro, Sunday, July 1st at Southern Village. I want to hear more music. What do we got next?
We're going to do one of our songs called Hot Soup. And it's actually about, it was written a while ago about being on the road and being uncomfortable and just wanting something to comfort.
All right,
have
take it away.
One, two, three. Yeah.
Like a lemon, but the juice is getting sweeter. Hot soup, pour it on the table. Hot soup, gonna satisfy the little. Hot soup, pour it on the table. Hot soup, gonna satisfy the little. Hung up and nowhere to go. Maybe got loose in the desert. Find your goose, maybe some pheasant. Hot soup, pour it on the table. Hot soup, gonna satisfy the little. Hot soup, pour it on the table. Hot soup, gonna satisfy the little.
Soup, the Holland Brothers. We got Mark and Mike here in the studio. Much more from them on the way after this, 6:24 here on the Hill.